I got a yoga ball. I got yoga. No, I'm not sitting on the yoga ball on the podcast. Why? No, that's why I've got this. No, the yoga ball's over there. I'm sitting. You hit the record. Hi. I was just discussing with George the small. There's like small, medium, and large yoga balls. 50 some inches that they squish and expand and, you know, but it's the smaller one. It's like 57 inches or something, 50 something. No, it's inflated just so much that I had to sit up straight in order to see the monitor correctly. And it solved all my problems. It's comfortable. I'm constantly bouncing on it, so I'm using more energy. I don't feel as jittery at the end of the day. My back is straightening out. It's just, it's not just, it's the proper posture. No. It's yoga ball. Don't you want to sit and be bouncy at your desk the whole day? You know, you sit at the desk, you got to exercise. I don't. I exercise while I'm at the desk. People get these treadmills. They walk on the treadmill while they're working on the computer. Who does that, man? Go get a skateboard and sit on a yoga ball. But you don't sit on a yoga ball. You bounce it. Bounce on a yoga ball. By bouncy, flouncy on the yoga ball. No, I utterly love it. It's so cheap. So it's like, what, $15, $20? Well, you got to get the inflator thing too. So you're talking $25. I don't know, just any generic yoga ball, I suppose. No, I'd absolutely love it. Good deal, yoga ball. What am I talking about today? I don't even know. Hold on a second. I'll be. I've got hold it. It's noise. There we are. I've got this echoing going on in the sound chamber here because all this door. No, I open up my closet door to do these so that the echo is a little bit less terrible. So anyhow, no, all right. I have no idea what I'm talking about today. What, let me pull out my list. I made a list. Where'd the list go? Here's the list. Okay, list. We're landing on Mars. Again and again. China's in orbit. China and Mars. That's interesting. I talked about the Facebook law yesterday, so we'll be done with that. There's this Instagram post. People are in court and they're like, you know, what just happened? Your mom got served, and the judge says order, and the kid's like, I'd like a large cheeseburger and fries or something like that. And it was from some movie, and people are offended by it. And the thing that I found comical about it was someone speaking out of turn in court. The part that I laugh at is the part that nobody else is going to laugh at because I bring a different opinion. No, because I know how the legal process works. I know about order. I understand Robert's rules of order. I understand the Senate rules. The Senate rules is one of my favorite things to read. And I probably read the Senate rules, the rules of the standing rules of the Senate more than I read a lot of other things. It's very fascinating to me. It's entertaining. It's like, okay, so he gets up and goes, what would it be like? So like, you know, don't tell anyone this, but you know, the part of President Underwood's thing when he was the speaker and he went in and pulled this thing and they called the master at arms to compel some of the members to be present. And they like passed some law by forcing a quorum. Like I understood what was going on because I had read the rules of the Senate. Well, I know that was the House of Representatives, but there are similar things to compel members to become president. Okay, so being someone whose pastime reading is the rules of the Senate, I'm watching this meme about what just happened. Your mom got served, you know. Order. You know, I'd like a cheeseburger and fries. The kid's talking out of turn in the court, and it actually makes sense. Like the judge would have a hard time fining him or punishing him because of an understandable misunderstanding. The kid's got plausible denial. So it's like, I'm just all excited about, yes. So while I'm laughing about Robert's rules of order in the rule, the standing rules of the Senate, and the kid speaking out of turn in court, everybody else is just even in Taiwan, the English speakers are laughing about this, and people are offended. And so I honestly asked on Instagram, I said, could someone tell me why this is offensive? What is it? I don't understand why people are bothered by this. And I'm like, I suppose if it was happening to you, it wouldn't be funny. I get that. But the court thing was just funny to me. And whether, you know, order in the court, I like a cheeseburger and fries. I'm kind of tempted to say that one of these days. No, there's some judge listening to this, and I'm going to go into court one day, order in the court, and I'm going to be like, I like cheeseburger and fries. It's like, what would the judge do if someone said that? Probably wouldn't get much of an audience. The judge probably wouldn't care what you said after that, because you'd think you're a joker. But there will be no comedians in my courtroom. So the comments start coming in. And what I gathered, what I gathered was that the people that were all upset were focused on the past. It was from a movie 5-6 years old, and they're all upset about something that already happened to them or someone they know. And I just, that was interesting. I'm not invalidating or saying that it's wrong, and I'm not saying that the humor is acceptable. I mean, there's someone who will be offended by every joke. Every joke in the world is capable of being offensive to someone. So if you want a world that's sterilized and sanitized from any and all humorous jokes, you'd have to get rid of all humor. And so ultimately, the phobes and the killjoys are just so stuck on their anger and bitterness that they can't laugh at anything in life. And that's where people come out with the thing that says it's not funny. Now, there is a point where humor can be damaging because people might, I mean, humor isn't funny if people think that it's the truth and that causes harm. You know, it's people start to believe it, and it injures people because people believe it or they act as if it's true. That's stuff that's not funny. No one's going to take that and start acting as if it's true and then resulting in damage because of that. It's supposed to be funny. Nobody in their right mind or proper understanding would stand up in court and actually say that in court simply because of that, and innocently hurt themselves. If they really innocently did it, I think there would be enough people that have understanding. I don't see that that's going to cause damage to people by believing it. So I think it's funny. There you go. I've just established why humor is funny or offensive. If people are going to believe it and act on it, and act on that belief as if it's true, and then create damage as a result, one, two, believe it as if it's true, and then create damage, well, then the joke isn't funny. That's why you don't cry fire in a crowded building. Fire is not a, you don't cry fire as a joke. You never do that. I don't see anyone crying fire. So to some people, it might be a little bit hurtful, but just saying I'd like a cheeseburger and fries, order in the court. You know, the term, the dual meaning of the term serve. All right. I don't know. The point that caught me, not even blaming people as right or wrong. The point that caught me is being stuck in the past. People, that kept coming up, being stuck in the past. I made a point about that. Stuck in the past. People that move forward and accelerate in life have a lot of problems, but they don't get stuck in the past. Even to a fault, they ignore the past, even when it hurts them. They're so focused on not the far future, but the next step. That keeps them going. That's where we need to focus. See you next.